Some more exciting answers to the baffling and intriguing questions of science.
Up and Adam, science on FBI.
Alice, we mentioned earlier that things are heating up. It's going to be a top of 27 today. People are getting out in the sun. You know, the weather's getting a bit warmer. But, of course, we do have to take precautions with this. Melanoma, what's the stat here?
Well, it's a cancer that actually affects a huge number of Australians. It's predicted that there'll be about 14,000 cases this year.
Wow.
And of that number, sadly, about 1,800 people will die. So that's about one person every 5 hours who dies from melanoma, which is a difficult cancer to treat. But there's been some really promising news this week that's come out of Australian researchers at the Australian Melanoma Institute, who have been involved or running two different clinical trials for patients with melanoma who've had their melanoma removed surgically and then have been given one of two sets of drugs, or of course a placebo, because this is a properly controlled clinical trial. And the reason that this drug trial has been interesting is because it's a very difficult cancer to treat, and typically there's a high risk of melanoma returning once you've had the cancer removed from the surface of the skin. Some of those stats are put at about 40% to 70%, and these drug trials have actually shown very significant decreases in either the melanoma spreading or the return of the cancer.
So what's the difference between these two trials?
Well, they are pretty different. So one of the trials is a targeted trial, and it involves the use of two drugs, so a mixed therapy, that specifically target a gene called BRAF, and this gene expresses a protein which is important in signalling for cell division. Cell growth. And in certain cancers, as discovered in the early 2000s, there's a mutation in this gene which causes the wrong kind of levels of signaling in terms of cell growth. And of course this is problematic in cancer, because cancer is about the growth of cancer cells and their spread around the body. So this particular trial gave patients who'd had their melanoma removed either a combination of these medicines or a placebo for 12 months, and they found that these medicines were able to block the action of this this mutation that's involved in driving the spread of cancer, and they found that there was a 53% reduction in the in melanoma return. So it's decreased by 50%.
Wow.
Now, only 40% of patients who have melanoma actually have this gene mutation. So the other trial is a different type of medicine. It involves the use of an immunotherapy. So an immunotherapy is something that you can give to a patient to help them to boost their own immune system to fight the cancer. And in this trial, they did sort of a competing trial between two different immunotherapy medicines, and they found that the best drug was successful in reducing melanoma by 35%. So, you know, these are really significant numbers, and the researchers are, you know, quite rightly excited about the implications for this for the future.
Definitely. How are these trial results changing the way melanoma patients are going to be treated?
Well, currently these medicines are approved for patients who have stage 4 melanoma. So there are several stages of cancer, and the higher the number, the more advanced the stage. And sadly, this leads to higher, you know, mortality rates at these advanced stages. And the researchers are hoping that they may be able to use these drugs or administer these drugs to patients at earlier stages of melanoma, and therefore sort of wipe out any seeds or the start of stage 3 or stage 4 melanoma and stop that from spreading. So if you could intervene at an earlier stage, hopefully you would prevent 50% of patients from going on to these advanced stages of cancer.
Yeah, nipping it in the bud. So are they saying that they'll be easily available?
Well, I think it needs to be approved for the earlier stages of cancer, but this clinical trial seems to be a promising first step. And I would imagine that we'd hear about, this becoming available once it's all you know, been approved and everyone's agreed from the regulatory bodies.
Definitely. And what do you think this tells us about getting involved in clinical trials?
Well, you know, the way that we have to investigate new medicines at the later stages, there's many stages that go before a clinical trial. There are all sorts of safety tests that are done after a molecule's been discovered or an existing drug has been proven useful for certain applications. But the final stage is this clinical trial, and it's necessary to take a group of patients and a control group and to administer a medicine to these patients in order to prove whether or not the medicine is viable. So if patients are able to be involved in clinical trials, it really does help to advance our treatment for diseases, and it's really gratifying when you hear of a trial that's had such positive outcomes. So I think the people who've been interviewed who've been involved in this trial seem quite positive, but it's important for science that some of us are able to participate in this way.
Yeah, definitely. My sister actually works at the Melanoma Institute of Australia, and she was on the news last night when they were talking about it. I had a very proud sister moment.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, but they are saying, you know, overall, though, with the weather warming up, prevention is better than a cure.
Yeah, of course. These figures are pretty scary, the numbers of people with melanoma, particularly in Australia. And the advice, as always, is to prevent this, you know, slip, slop, slap, and make sure that you start putting on your sunscreen early. As you said, it's hotting up, so make sure you're protected and, you know, hope that's the best. That's the best way to prevent yourself from getting these kinds of cancers. But it's great to have this news for people who already have melanoma and related cancers.
Fantastic. Just groundbreaking. You can check out these trials, the research behind them, and also Dr. Alice Williamson's interview with Bill Nye if you head to fbiradio.com/programs and click on Up For It, or it'll be up on our website a little bit later on for you to access. Alice, thank you so much for dropping in.
See you soon.
See ya.
This was produced by FBI Radio in Sydney. fbiradio.com.